This is HPR episode 1845 entitled, 60, LibreOffice Impress, the Gallery, and Themes, and is part of the series, LibreOffice. It is hosted by Ahuka, and is about 14 minutes long. The summary is, LibreOffice Clip Art Gallery, and Theme Collections.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Ahuka, welcoming you to Hack Republic Radio and another exciting episode in our LibreOffice series. And we are still on LibreOffice Impress, which is the presentation graphics slideshow program. Last time we took a look at the use of pictures in Impress, and we covered a fair amount of material, so much so that I took out one big chunk to do as a separate topic, and that is the gallery and themes. I was like 23 minutes or so last time, so it just needed to be done to split this up. And the gallery and the themes are interesting enough that I thought it was worth just devoting one particular episode to looking at that. So here we go, and you know, the gallery and the themes are something that I think a lot of people have missed when they're working with Impress. At least I've not seen these elements included much in people's presentations. But they're a wonderful addition to your toolkit and well worth some attention. Now, one thing you have to understand about the gallery is that it is something that is common to all of LibreOffice applications, and so is available to you in Writer and Calc, for instance, although generally it's not something that you need there. I mean, those are not applications that naturally lend themselves to this sort of thing, though there are some exceptions. It's when you get to applications like Impress and Draw that you really discover how useful this can be. But I think this also illustrates something that we've talked about before, about the fact that LibreOffice is a unified suite of applications that share just a ton of material. You know, once you get under the hood, you see that everything is connected to everything else. So, the gallery. On the right-hand side of the LibreOffice desktop, there is the sidebar, and it is controlled by icons on the far right, and one of these is for gallery, and if you click on it, it will open up in the sidebar. Well, that's one way to do it. If you prefer, you can go to the Tools menu and select Gallery, and it will open on top of your workspace instead of on the sidebar. It's the same material either way. It's just a matter of display. Now, I prefer the sidebar. I do have a widescreen monitor with a 1920 by 1080 native resolution, which gives me a 16:9 aspect ratio. And I think most laptops are also configured this way. So using space on the side makes more sense than using up the vertical space. Still, it is your choice. And in any case, you may see screenshots that have it above the workspace, so don't be surprised if you see that. Also, whether you have it on the top or on the side, you can make use of the Show Hide button. It's not easy to see, but between any two spaces in the Impress desktop area, there's a divider. And in the middle of the divider, there is this very small button, and it really is just about in the middle, and just looks like four or five dots in a row, really. And if you click it, you know, and when you mouse over it, it'll say either hide or show, depending on the situation. If it's already open, it'll say hide, and if it's been closed, it'll say show. And you click on that, you can open or close it as necessary. So, you know, that's one of the ways you can work with this if space is an issue for you. Now, the themes and the gallery, what is that all about? The gallery is a built-in library of clip art that you can use, among other things, for presentations. The clip art is gathered into packages called themes, and you see a number of these listed. So here are some of them. Backgrounds. Okay, now images you could perhaps use as backgrounds for an individual slide or a whole slideshow. Now, you may recall a few tutorials back, I went looking online for a background image when I did the Hacker Public Radio template. That's because none of these things really fit what I was looking for. And when you consider that this gallery is intended to serve all of LibreOffice, it is not clear that any of these were specifically intended to be presentation backgrounds. In fact, what they really look like to me are the really hideous web page backgrounds from the 1990s. You remember how we used to tile absolutely horrible stuff across the screen? Brings back nightmares. Second theme is bullets. And this is where you can see the common relationship gallery has to all of LibreOffice. We saw these in Writer. Okay, there were alternative images for bullets. And here they are again. They're the same images. Now, since Impress uses a lot of bullets, it's kind of the nature of slide decks is that most of the slides are bullet points. You might want to make use of these images to spice up your presentation a little. And note that they are images. They're not font characters. They are actual graphic images. Computers. These are images that might relate to computers or offices. It's kind of both, really, which probably says something about modern workplaces. Diagrams. Kind of a grab bag of spheres, cubes, stylized people, circles in circles, and so on. I think the idea is that a lot of these might find their way into a certain kind of process diagram. Environment. Green leaves, light bulbs, recycle symbols, even a polar bear on a shrinking ice floe. Perfect for an environmentally conscious presentation. Finance. ATM machines, bags of money, charts of profits going up or down, as the case may be. Also, some scales that I think might be useful in a legal presentation. You know, the scales of justice, that sort of thing. Just a thought. Homepage. Cast your mind back to the good old days of the 1990s when we hand-coded websites in HTML. I remember using these kinds of buttons a lot. Fortunately, WordPress has made them unnecessary for me. But if you want to put in arrows and buttons manually, go for it. They even have a guy with a shovel and a pile of dirt for the under construction we used to use before we all agreed that every site is always under construction. My theme. This will be blank, because you haven't created anything yet, I'm assuming. People. Cartoon people, including doctors, policemen, nurses, cooks, vacationers with cameras, and so on. School and university. Blackboard, books, microscope, test tubes. Sounds. I'm not really going to cover that in this particular tutorial. These are short sound clips that can be embedded in a slideshow, but that multimedia thing is a whole topic in itself for another day. Symbols. Another grab bag of stuff. including smiley faces, flags, locks, keys, floppy disks, and so on. Text shapes, circles, hexagons, rectangles, and so on, mostly filled in with color. I think the idea is that you might use these as backgrounds for text, though really any image can have text overlaid on it. Transportation. Trains, planes, automobiles, all of that good stuff. So those are the themes, sort of out of the box. And everything except my theme is a built-in theme. And the thing you have to understand about the built-in themes is that they are provided as is, and you cannot change them in any way. If you create your own themes, on the other hand, you can add new ones, delete things, rename them, and so on. Now, you can tell that you're looking at a built-in theme because when you right-click on it, all you get is a properties pop-up. And when you do, you're going to see that it'll tell you the name of the theme, and it is grayed out because you're not allowed to edit it. Location on your hard drive and how many objects are inside. For one of the built-in ones on my system, at anyway, it's on /usr/lib/libreoffice/share/gallery, and then the name of the theme as an SDG file. I take a look at transportation, for instance. It happens to contain 14 objects, and I know that they happen to be PNG graphics files. Now, what about creating your own themes? Well, this makes a lot of sense if you have images you will reuse a lot, such as corporate logos or images specific to your profession. And it's not difficult to open the gallery and click the New Theme button on top. That pops up a Properties of New Theme window. And here you'll see the name field is editable because you're creating it. And you get the right to name it however you want. And it tells you where the theme file, the SDG file, will be located, which for me in Linux, instead of /user/lib, is in my home directory. Well, that makes sense because this is my theme, it's not anyone else's. The built-in ones are shared by all users of the computer. And this is where Linux shows its multi-user Unix roots. However, the location of the SDG file is not necessarily the same thing as the location of the actual elements of the theme. They can be anywhere on your hard drive. Now, to add files to the theme, go to the second tab, Files, and use the usual File Manager to locate the images or whatever that you want to include. And these can be varied. The file types allowed include most image files, many sound files, and even some movie files. So you can have a lot of variety if you want. Now, suppose you use the File Manager to find the images you want to use. This is where it gets very confusing because nothing works the way you expect. If you click the Find Files button, nothing seems to show up. And if you click the Add button, well, files show up, but clicking Open doesn't seem to do anything. Then if you open the theme that you just created in the gallery, you'll see that your images were indeed added. Now, I think this may be a bug. I'm trying to do a little research and see if anyone else shares my feeling about that or can explain what I'm doing wrong, but it's an odd kind of thing. Anyway, once you have the new theme created, you can go back and add additional images or delete images as you wish. And if you want, you can rename the theme. Just right-click on the theme name and select Rename from the pop-up window. And you can go back to the Properties window at any time. If you want to, you can even delete the theme altogether. One last thing you might see in the pop-up window is a selection called Update. When you create a theme, the SDG file is essentially an index of the files in your theme and where they're located, what is the path to them. They can be all over your hard drive. So the developers of LibreOffice recommend that from time to time you update the theme to make sure everything is where the theme expects it. And if something disappears when you do this, chances are the file got moved or renamed, so you need to reestablish the connection. Now that covers the basics of the gallery and of the themes, and you should now have another tool in your toolkit. Always a good thing to do. So next time I'm going to look at draw objects and graphics like that, and we're going to learn a little bit about how those things work in Impress. So this is Ahuka signing off for Hacker Public Radio, and as always, reminding you to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.